This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Unfaithful and Untrustworthy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that Islam emphasizes on being faithful and trustworthy. But what does the Prophet of Allah say in this regard? The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't be unfaithful to anything that anybody deposits with you and trusts you with. Surely Allah commands you to make over trust to their owners." Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, was the most faithful and trustworthy personality of all times. He says, "A Muslim is not untrustworthy when trusted with something, nor does he break a promise which he makes." So if we flip this saying, it means a person who is untrustworthy and breaks promises as a habit is not a Muslim in essence, right? In reality, he is not a Muslim. This is very dangerous, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we take these ethical and moral teachings of Islam lightly. But if we turn towards Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, we see that for them, these things matter a lot. And they have said and emphasized on these traits and these positive qualities that are expected for a believer to carry with utmost passion. If you look at the wording of the ahadith, you will realize how important it is for Imam Ali alayhi salam for us to be trustworthy. Again, notice the wording that Imam Ali uses to highlight the importance of being faithful and trustworthy. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of unfaithful and untrustworthiness, right? So we said that, you know, how far does this untrustworthiness goes? Let's turn towards Imam Ali alayhi salam and ask him. Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Keep away from untrustworthiness, for it is an opposite to Islam." Brothers and sisters, Islam has zero tolerance policy when it comes to being untrustworthy. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "O Kumail, we do not permit anyone to break trusts. He who quotes us otherwise, he is wrongful and sinful, and he will be punished for his forging of lies. I swear that the Messenger of Allah told me at his deathbed thrice, 'Be trustworthy to the good and to the bad, in small and large things, even in needles and thread.'" Imagine how sensitive were the holy Imams and, of course, the Prophet of Allah when it comes to being trustworthy. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, who is Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, he says, "Keep on being trustworthy. I swear by him who sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a truthful prophet that if the man who killed my father, that is Al-Husayn alayhi salam, deposits his dagger with me, I will certainly make it over to him." So this means even if he's such a bad person who has killed Imam Husayn alayhi salam and martyred Imam Husayn alayhi salam, yet I will not be untrustworthy towards him. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Be pious and trustworthy to anyone who deposits a trust with you. Indeed, if the killer of Imam Ali alayhi salam deposits anything with me, I will make it over to him." This is the way and the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.